When candidates talk about being fit for office, they usually mean political credentials. Physical stamina rarely comes up. 71-year-old Doug LaFault says he's fit for office both politically and literally, and he chafes a bit when people suggest otherwise.
I've heard some people say, well, gee, he's too old. And I would just say that a couple of months ago, I climbed a 5,000-foot mountain, made it to the top in 2 hours, and I would challenge my opponents to keep up with me. I walk to work and back. I walk several miles every day when I have time. And I think that we have a mountain to climb in Wisconsin. It's the mountain of getting Wisconsin working again.
LaFollette says Governor Walker's decision to help close a state budget deficit by cutting aid to technical schools by $70 million only hurts Wisconsin's job situation. The unemployment rate went down in March to 6.8%, but Wisconsin lost more jobs last year than any other state in the nation.
He cuts millions of dollars from technical schools right now when there are young men and women waiting to get into those schools, and they cannot. And there are thousands of jobs waiting for them.
The other Democrats running for governor in the recall primary have also criticized cuts to Wisconsin's technical schools. And all four candidates want to restore public employee bargaining rights, albeit using different methods. In his role as Secretary of State, LaFollette was in a position to delay the budget repair bill, which changed collective bargaining and makes public workers pay more for pension and health. At a Democratic primary debate in Madison, LaFollette recalled the court battle over Act 10 and whether it was officially law, since he, the Secretary of State, had not published it yet.
I held him as long as I could. I gave us enough time to get in court. Thank goodness. You took all my time with applause. Now she's waving at me.
Act 10 did eventually become law when the state Supreme Court stepped in. LaFollette was represented in the circuit court battle over Walker's budget by attorney and longtime friend Roger Sage.
My view of Doug LaFollette, and I've known him for 20 years, is that he's an independent thinker. He's full of ideas.
In debates, LaFollette has come out with positions others have shied away from.
I think the federal government is on the wrong track, by the way, with their approach towards imprisoning marijuana users. I think that's ridiculous.
LaFollette says prison expenses are too high, while education funding is lacking. LaFollette, a former chemistry professor at UW-Parkside, supports a one-cent increase in the sales tax to help restore cuts to K-12 education. To reach voters on this and other issues, LaFollette has less campaign cash and fewer TV commercials than his Democratic rivals. He's appealing to potential supporters mainly through debates, YouTube, and face-to-face interaction. Walking on State Street in Madison recently, he notices a young woman in a poncho wearing a headband with a peace sign.
That's a great outfit. I love it.
Thank you.
I'm Doug LaFollette, Secretary of State. Nice to meet you. Big election coming up a week from Tuesday. I'm running for governor, so...
Yep.
Take a look at my Facebook, douglafollette.com.
Yep, will do.
Thank you.
LaFollette has statewide name recognition. He's been reelected every 4 years for the past 3 decades to the office of Secretary of State. None of his rivals are political newcomers, but there's a substantial gap in popularity among voters between the top two and those at the bottom. Charles Franklin directs the Marquette Law School poll.
Over the last 3 public polls that we've seen, Barrett has been in the mid to upper 30s, Falk in the upper 20s. LaFollette and Vinehout have varied from about 8% apiece to as high as 11 or 12% each.
Franklin stresses that those same polls show there's a fairly large number of voters who are undecided, anywhere from 17 to 22%. LaFollette says as governor, he'd give citizens a voice. He wants Wisconsin's top job, but says he doesn't need it. Rather, he says the state of Wisconsin needs someone like him. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.